If we told you about a community where people had no clean water, no public transportation, access to health or dental care, and no local government to look out for them, you'd probably think we were talking about a third world nation. Yet just 4 years ago, these were a few of the problems being faced by residents of Bithlow, an unincorporated town on State Route 50, just outside East Orlando. That was before Orlando resident Tim McKinney visited the town Orange County had forgotten and started asking residents about the biggest challenges to their health and happiness. What he learned was stunning. Right outside Orlando's front door, there was a community that had no infrastructure, no services, and no promise of a better future. So he founded a United Global Outreach, which has spent the last 4 years working intensively to bring about what he calls transformation in Bithlow. Through partnerships with public and private organizations, it has established a private school for Bithlow's most at-risk kids, opened a community library, started a GED program, reestablished bus service in Bithlow, and brought health services to the town. McKinney says they did it through engagement, cooperation, and with as many partners as possible, and by coordinating efforts on a few key areas before expanding. The success United Global Outreach has experienced in Bithlow has it looking to apply its model in other struggling communities like parts of Apopka, Eatonville, Azalea Park, and Ivy Lane. The challenge, McKinney says, is that unlike Bithlow, those areas already have infrastructure, governments, resources. They're just in need of one key ingredient that he thinks his group can bring to the equation: transformation.